Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Ayin Beis. We are up to Sif Yud Gimel, the top line on page Reish Mem Beis, the page following 482. Just to review what we've been discussing in this Siman, when you have two chatzeros that are separated by a wall, so they each have to make their own Erev, they can't join together. And we discussed that if the wall is lowered to be less than 10 tfachim, it's not considered a wall. And we have certain heterim, we might not have said it so clearly, but the wall has to be less than 10 in order to have the different rules of using the top of the wall, possibly making air together. It has to be less than 10. So we continue our discussion in Sif Yud Gimel. Hemit shnei sulamos ze bitzad ze. You place two ladders next to each other. Velo haya bishneya meshach arba'ah. And between the two of them, you did not have a proper width of four tfachim that you need. So you separated them from each other to make the distance between them, the total distance from one end of one ladder to the other end of the other ladder should be four tfachim. And you put some straw between them. If you look at picture 78, so you have two ladders that you move to the sides, and you put straw in between to connect them, and the full width of the two ladders with the straw is for tfachim. Eino moil. It does not help. Lo lahatira lishtamish alav, not to be able to use the top of the wall with those ladders. Velo la'arev yachad, and not to make an erev together with the other chatzer. Shemikom maimud haraglayim hu be'emtza asulam. The way a person climbs a ladder is by putting his feet in the middle of the ladder. Ve'ein roi la'los bekash. You can't climb a ladder made of straw. Since in the middle over here you have the straw, that's not considered a good ladder, and therefore it's not good. However, ve'imhemid hasulam be'emtza. But if you put one ladder in the middle, the hakash min atzad, and you put the straw on the side, so then mahani bein lahatira lishtamesh alav bein la'arev yachad, then it will help you both to make use of the top of the wall and to be able to make an erev together with the other side of the chatzer, and that is picture number 79. That way the middle part is the ladder where you put your feet, that can hold the person, and you're just using the sides where the straw is for your hands. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kuf Gimel. Umile ha'avir shebeinem, in the first case, you separated the ladders and put straw between them. Bekash, sha'ason ke'en shlivos, you made the straw like the rungs of the ladder. Sivkaton Kuftala, the second case where it's going to be okay, is Vakash Minatzad, the straws on the side of the ladder. Ubazen Nishlam Hashir. And through that, you are completing the measurements that you need. Meshech Rochav Arbot Tfachim Lasulam. You can see, you're completing the width of four Tfachim for the ladder. Sivkaton Kufay Mahani, that helps. Lefi Shekafa Regel Ola Basulam. Because a person's feet go up on the ladder, the hakasha min atzad roi lahasik bo biyod of lalos, and the straw on the side is okay for a person to hold on to with his hands to help him get up, but the ikar climbing of the ladder is with your feet, and that has to be on the regular rungs of the ladder, not on the straw. Sivkaton Kufav, this will help you bein la'arev yachad, both to make an erev together. In magia lepachos mishlosha tfachim l'rosh hakosa, discussed last night, this would have to be the ladder goes all the way up to within three tfachim from the top of the wall. The osa kein gam b'chatzra sheinis, and you did the same thing with a ladder on the other side, then you can make an erev together. V'chein b'chol ha-simen, and so too in the entire simen, heicha sheniskar l'arev yachad, anywhere we discuss making an erev together because of what one person did on his side of the wall, mari sha'osa kein gam b'chatzra sheinis, we need that the person on the other side of the wall and the other chatzer did the same thing, and that way they can possibly make the Erev together. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Yudalad, Eina Sulam Rochav Arba'a, if the ladder was not four tfachim wide, V'chokak Etzlo Bakosa Lashlimu L'Arba'a, instead of adding straw to the ladder, you have the ladder standing upright against the wall, and you dug into the wall to make extra rungs of the ladder in the wall to be mashlim the width of four tfachim. So dailo sheyocho begova asar, it's enough if you carve out rungs in the wall of the ladder up to a height of 10 tfachim. V'im lo hemit sulam klal, if you didn't put a ladder there at all, elochokok bakosel kemit shlivos shel sulam lalos bo, all you did was you carved out rungs in the wall to make a ladder that you can climb up. In that case, tzoruch sheyochok b'chol gova akosel, then it's not enough to do a 10 tfachim high, it has to go all the way to the top of the wall. Umoel bein lahatir tashmish bein la'arid yachad. And that would help you both to make use of the top of the wall from your chatzer and also to make an Erev together with the other side, assuming, like we just learned, that they did the same thing on their side. Sidkotun kuvzayin v'chokak etzel bakosel. So you had a ladder that wasn't wide enough and you come to be mashlim it. Kegon shezokof asulam biyosher. You stood the ladder up straight, upright. V'chokak mikanu mikan bakosel. And you carved out, you dug in from both sides of the wall. Shahia Av, it was a thick wall. V'osa kemin shlivos. And you made like rungs. Lahashlem ashir shorucha varbar tfachim. In order to complete the width of the ladder to be for tfachim. Sivkaton kuvches dailo. We said it's enough just to go up 10 tfachim with your rungs in the wall. Pirish. Aval hasulam bi'atzmo tzoruch sheyala ad rosh hakosel. The ladder itself has to go all the way up to the top of the wall, or al kolpone pachos mishlosh tefachim kanal b'sivches, or at least within three tefachim from the top. So the ladder is going all the way up, but what you're doing to be mashlam the four tefachim width of the ladder only has to go up to 10 tefachim. Sivkaton kuvtes sheyocho begova asar. You only have to carve into the wall the extra rungs to make it four tefachim wide, only up to a height of 10 tefachim. Shezehu shir gova pesach. That is the shir of the height of a Pesach. The afal pi shakosel gavoa harbe, even though the wall might be very high. Visham ein asulam rochav arba tfachim, and there the ladder is not four tfachim wide. Ein bekach chlum, that's not a problem. Share yochol lalos l'rosh shakosel basulam. You're able to climb to the top of the ladder with the skinny ladder. Afal pi she'ein berochbo arba, even though it doesn't have a width of four. So the width of four is needed to make the Pesach, which is the width of four up to 10 tfachim. Beyond the 10th volcom, you just need any skinny ladder that allows you to climb on it to the top of the wall. Sivkoton kuf yud. We said if you have no ladder, then you could carve out the rungs in the wall itself, but then you have to go all the way up. Tzorich sheyochok birochov arba b'chol gov ha-kosel. You have to carve out a width of 4 tefachim in the wall all the way up. The bazeh einoach kokach lalos kamo b'shliv esulam, because there it's not so easy to climb up with the holes in the wall as it is with a ladder leaning against the wall, and therefore this 4 tefach width needs to go all the way up. Sekoton kuf yirav v'chogol v'akosel, the whole height of the wall. The omnam, however, im nishar min hagova rapachos mishosha tefachim shelo chokako, if the top of the wall you did not carve out anything but it's within 3 tefachim from the last carving till the top of the wall, mistabra gamkein the mahani l'chavra, that would also be okay, like all the cases that we've been discussing. Sefkotun kuf yudezu moel zekoi gamba resha. This that we say at the end of the sif, it's moel bein lahatir tashish bein l'arav yachad. We say that at the end of the sif, going on the case where you just dug out and made the whole ladder through digging, but same din would be true if it was partially a ladder and you dug to be mashlim the shir of four tefachim. Says the mechaber vayder sif tesvav. Haya ilon b'tzara kosel. So now we're moving on from ladders to trees. So you have a tree on the side of your wall. V'asohu sulam lakosel. And you're using the tree as the ladder to climb your wall. So the din is, if they want, they can make an Erev together the two sides. But if it wasn't a regular tree, it was an Avodah Zorah tree, it was an Asherah tree. So if you use that as a sulam to get up to the top of the wall, ein ma'arvin echad, then you cannot make an Erev together the two chatzeros. Mipnei sha'osar lalos alem and atayra. Because there the Torah asks you from climbing and getting hanov from this ladder, from this tree. Sharei asura b'hanov, and asherah tree is asur b'hanov. So a regular tree would be okay, even though as we know you cannot climb a tree on Shabbos ever. But then we'll see why that's okay. So on Shabbos, a regular tree would be good as a ladder, but an asherah tree, which is asur independent of Shabbos, it's tam asur b'hanov, that would not be a good ladder to get up your wall. The Harosh Zal Kosa Behepech. The Rosh writes the exact opposite. The Ilon Eino Moel, a regular tree, does not help you. The Asherah Moelas, and an Asherah tree does help you. The Hushetei Yevesha, as long as the Asherah tree is dried up. Says the Mishabura Sefkaton Kuf Yagimel. So if you have a tree as your ladder next to your wall, you can make an Erev together. She'ein iser lalos al stam ilan b'Shabbos. There is no iser to climb a regular tree on Shabbos. Elamidive sofrim. It's only, as we know, when iser derabonam. And when Shabbos is first starting during twilight, shu shas knias ha'erev, which is the zman where the erev is taking effect, lo gozru al shvush shel divrayim, they were not gozer on isurei derabanan, and therefore you are considered mutter to climb the tree during bein hashmoshos for the erev purposes, and therefore that would be a good lowering of your wool. Sivkaton kuf yudalad di ilon eino moil. This again is in the Mechaber that says that if you use an Asherah tree, it's not going to be good. And then we came on to the Rush. The Rush said the opposite. An Elon does not help. Zakta Mishabura, why? Dekevan Sha'asar Lalos Bo B'Shabbos, since you can't climb a regular tree on Shabbos. V'ha'isr Ba Mikach Shabbos. The Isra of climbing the tree is coming from Shabbos itself. V'eich Yatir Dover L'Shabbos. How can you say that this tree is allowing something for Shabbos because you can climb the tree and get to the top of the wall, where you can't climb the tree on Shabbos? The Havei Lei Kishnei Sosrim. Zok the Rosh, it's like a stira, Minei Ubei. How could the tree be matir for Shabbos when you can't go on the tree on Shabbos? And the Asheris Mo'elis, the Kodon Tesav, according to the Rosh, why? Ho'il V'leis Bo Mishum Isser Shabbos. An Asherah tree has nothing to do with an Isser on Shabbos. Even though it's true, an Asherah tree has a different Isra, that's an Isra of Avodah Zarah, lo chayshinan lezeh, we're not concerned about that. The mikom makom pislahu, lomaisa, it's considered making a Pesach over here where the wall is, the aryeh de revi'a Allah, and there's like a lion that's crouching over there. It's like a side point that answers it. Be'etzim, the tree is mutter on Shabbos. So the tree is considered making a Pesach and making it as if there's no wall there. You can't go on it, but it's a side point. It's there's a lion there. You can't climb because a lion's dangerous. So there's a side Isra of Avodah Zarah, but it's not an Isra of Shabbos. And therefore the Rosh says that is more lenient. Sivkaton tezayim, but it has to be yevesha, it has to be dried out. She'ein bo peiros, that there's no fruit on it. Va'olin va'anofim, and no leaves and no branches. Da'oz lo chayshin and shem yitlosh. That way we have no concern that it might break off any kind of fruit or branches or leaves. Umutr lalos ala b'Shabbos midina. And really, you're allowed to go up in the Ikra din on Shabbos. Ilav mishum isra asherith. Not for the isra of asherah. Mitzat Shabbos, there's nothing that you might be tolesh, so it's mutter. It's only aser midina asherah. Vayim la'el simin shin lamed vav v'yesh le'zar shlo lalos afilo b'ilin yavish. If that sounded funny to you, it should, because we did learn earlier that one should be careful not to climb a tree. Even if the tree is dried out, you shouldn't climb it on Shabbos. Hasam rak mishum siog v'gader. That's only because of a fence, because of a siog or a geder. Shelo yavo'u lahokel b'shari lonos. We tell you not to climb a dried up tree. You might come to climb a tree that's not dry and pluck things off on Shabbos. V'ayim b'al yirabba shemitzadi l'halocha kesvar ha'rishona. Look in el yirabba where he leans to say, not like the Rosh, rather like the first shita, that the Shabbos one is more mutter and the Asherah one is more usher. Shehi das harbe poskim. That is the opinion of many poskim. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Tezayim. Choritz sheben shtei chatzeros. Now we're moving on from having a wall separating them to having a ditch, a hole in the ground that is separating the two chatzeros to make them not make an erev together. And you want to see what you can do to make it no longer considered a choritz, like we've been discussing. Being mevatel the wall, so you have to be mevatel the choritz to allow them to possibly use the ditch and to make an erev together. The Bir Halacha does point out over here that although the Mechaber is discussing a choritz shebein shtei chatzeros, the same thing really would be true if it would be look at the Bir Halacha choritz shebein shtei chatzeros. Who adinim haya choritz kaze masik b'chatzer echad al pnei kol orko v'yesh bo dayor mikana mikana. It could be the same thing if the choritz is splitting one chatzer. There's people living on both sides. It's lav dafka, says the Bir Halacha, that it's separating two chatzeros, can be within chatzer, within one chatzer as well. That makes it like two chatzeros. And the Bir Halacha ends off and says, upashiru, that's obvious. So says the Mechaber, chorish shebein shei chatzeros, you have a hole in the ground between two chatzeros, and we know in order to have it a real separator, it has to be omok asar, it's 10 tfachim deep. The roch of arba and has to have a width of 4 tfachim. So if it has those dimensions, that's a separator. And ein yecholim la'arev yachad, you cannot make an erev together afilu mole teven v'kash. even if the hole is filled with straw and stubble, kol's mancha lo bitlo. You'll see, since that's animal food, you may take it out, unless you have bedafka specifically mevatel it there, it would not be a canceling of the ditch, and you would not be able to make it air together. If the hole was filled up with dirt and pebbles, afilu stama shelo bitlo tzrichim la'arev yachad, even if you did it stam without being mevatel it, you would need to make an Erev together, because that mistama you are going to leave there, and that is automatically a bittel of the ditch, and therefore it's considered like one chotzer. V'ayin la'el simin shin nun ches beis, and the Ramah ends the sifan writes, yesh omrim dimola beperos. Some say that if you filled the hole with peros, stama bitlula, we could assume that stam you mavat la peros there, the darkon la soso sham otzer. It's normal to fill in holes with fruit and store them over there. Says the Mishnah Brura in Siv Katon Kuf Yud Zayin, Chorit Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, Pirish, Shelo Haya Beineim Shum Mechitza Mavsekes. There was no wall separating between two Chatzeros, Rak Chorit Balma was Tam a ditch. Siv Katon Kuf Yud Ches Omuk Asara, 10 Tvachim Deep, Shekeshem Shemechitza Shegavoa Asara. The same way that a wall that is 10 Tvachim high is Mavsekes Bein HaRishuyos, it separates Rishuyos, Kein Chorit Shu Omuk Shir Ze Gam Kein Mechalak HaRishuyos. So to a ditch going down 10 tefachim deep also separates the reshuyos. Umayri shacharetz holech b'chol orech ha-chatzeros. It has to be that this ditch goes across the whole length of the chatzeros, mikotze el kotze, from one end to the other. De'im nechzer arbo tefachim. If there's even 4 tefachim left over where there is no ditch between the chatzeros, nechshav osel mokum kepesach. Then that area where there's no ditch is considered like a doorway between the two. And as we'll see, Emirat Hashem, tomorrow, that will allow you to possibly choose to make an Erev together if you would want. So to have this case that we're discussing, that a Charetz is separating and they can't make an Erev together, it has to be that this 10 tefach ditch goes across all the way and there's no 4 tefach break in the ditch. Sipkot and Kufiyot test, we also said it has to have a width of 4 tefachim. Why? We don't need a thickness of a wall to separate between two chatzeros. Says the Mishnah Brura Kufiyot test, V'rochav arba tefachim, the width of the ditch has to be 4 tefachim. The pachos mikan noach lefosan misvaso el svaso. V'lo choshev hefsek. If it's a very skinny ditch and you can easily walk over it, that's not considered a hefsek. So a wall, it's not easy to climb over a wall even if it's a very skinny wall, if it's 10 tefachim high. But if this is 10 tefachim deep, you can just walk right over it, that would not be considered a hefsek of the reshios. V'gamze mairi shahaya kol shetach acharis rochav arba tefachim. Once again, the same way the ditch that's 10 tefachim deep has to go the whole length of the chatzeros, it also needs a width of 4 the whole way. Kedemuchal lekamei sif yudzayin, like we'll see in Ritz Hashem tomorrow on sif yudzayin. Sif katon kuf kaf, even if it was filled with tevim mekash, it still can make an Erev together. Sheroi lemachal behema, since those items, straw and stubble, are fit for animal food, it's no good. Dim haya tevim mekash saruach, but if it was straw and stubble that was spoiled, that was smelly, she'ein roi lemachal behema, where it was no longer fit for animals, Dino ka'afer, then it would get a din of dirt, va'afilu stamanami mavutal, and even without you saying or thinking anything, it would automatically be bottle. Sipkaton kufkof aleph, but the straw and stubble, if it's not spoiled, is not considered bottle, kol's manchalo bitlo, sipkaton kufkof aleph, as long as you are not mavatlo beferish. Va'amar, and you said, lo shakilna mehacha, I'm not taking it out from here. You'd actually have to be mevatel b'peh in order for the bittel to work according to the first opinion. V'yesh omrim sha'afilu omer b'piv. Some say, if you don't say it with your mouth, rak shehiskim b'libo lazeh, you just decide it in your heart, it's enough. Gam kei memela mizbatel, that's automatically a bittel as well. Sifkaton kufcha beiz. But if it was mali offer, it's an automatic bittel. So it's saying, hainu kol orech acharitz. If it's going to be filled with offer, where the Mechaber said you have to make one Erev together because it's considered as if it's filled up, so it has to be filled kol orech acharitz. O al kopanim b'yosem me'asr amos, or at least more than 10 amos. The ilav hochi, if it's not more than 10 amos, have a kepesach, then it's like a doorway. V'imratzu ma'arvin shnayim, and then they have a choice. If they want, they can make an Erev together. If they want, they can make an Erev separately. But if you want to say they have to make one Erev, it has to be that there is an actual pirtza between them, which is more than 10 amos. V'day you should know. D'mashe kosav molei ofer hu lav dafka, that which it says, that if the hole is filled with dirt and pebbles, it's lav dafka. It doesn't have to be filled. It's the same din if it just raised the ground level that the ditch is not 10 tefachim deep. There's no difference whether you filled it in the whole way or you filled in 2 tefachim. As long as the ditch is no longer 10 tefachim deep, it's considered filled in and it's considered one big chatzar together. When it comes to the offer and the tzraros, you said afilu stama, the offer utzraros b'charetz mistama mevutolin hein. Because stam dirt or pebbles that are in a ditch, if stam is going to be bottled, no one's taking it out for any reason. It's not fit for animals. It's not fit for any kind of achila. The Rama said first, ayin le'el simin shinun chesef beiz. Says the Mishabura, sif katon kuf chof dalin. Behagol, look over there in the Rama. Disham hevi shtei deos. There the Rama brings two opinions. In bitlo l'shabbis achas. If you are mevatel only for one Shabbos, v'daito lefanoso achakach, and you plan on clearing it out after the Shabbos, im choshev bitl, is that a good bitl or not? So that the Ramah brings as a machlokas over there in Shinun Ches. The Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, dekevan dedaito shelo yeshar shan la'olam, since it is in your mind not to leave it there forever, lo choshev bitl, that's not called a bitl. The gara meistam, and it's worse than putting it there stam, the ein yecholim la'ariv yachan, and therefore filling it with these items would not be allowing you to make an error together. Uladina near halach lemaisa, it appears the kevan shehu divrei sofrim, since this is all discussing of the rabbanon, so yesh lismoch lahakel, we can go lenient. And imratzum ma'arvin yachad v'imratzum ma'arvin shnayim, if they want they can make an erev together, if they want they can make two separate eruvim in a case where it was put there and you mevatel the straw and the stubble just for one Shabbos but not permanently. And finally, sefkaton kuf chavhei, the Rama said there are those who say if you fill the dish with peros, they're automatically bottle, because that's the way to make that into a storage for fruit. Sounds a little bit funny. So zakti mishavura, la sosan sham otzer la ezis man, it's normal to make it an otzer for some time, but lo lehistapik mimenua, not to take the fruit from there. However, the ayin b'mogad avram shem mefakfek al din ze, look at the mogad avram who's mefakfek on this din. The chen bebir ha'gro hiskum advarav, and the gro agrees with the mogad avram, the dafko beperos tfolin, dafko if the fruit are tevel, shudavar she'ein nitel b'shabbos with their mukza, they're not allowed to be moved on Shabbos, v'lochein stoma mevutel. Those fruit are mestoma bottle, you're not allowed to move them on Shabbos, so you're obviously not going to move them on Shabbos, so those stam fruit are bottle. Hashar peiro shemutil estapik, they have a regular fruit that you're allowed to eat them on Shabbos. Stoma einu mevutel, if they're in this ditch, we would not say stam that they are mevutel, and therefore that Ramah they take issue with, and it's only on tevil fruit, not on regular fruit. We'll stop here, and Amit Hashem will finish the simon tomorrow night.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.